I want to point out one of the important roles that we play as people of God, who are sons and daughters of God. In fact, Romans 8:19 says that the creation waits with eager longing for the revealing of the sons of God. And what are they waiting for us to be, for us to reveal? That we rise up as sons of God and we stand in the gap and we call creation to his praise, right? So David says in the Psalms, in fact, I want to read out Psalm 148 and just notice what he's calling to praise God, okay? Or who he's calling to praise God. Psalm 148 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him all the heights. Praise him all his angels, okay? The angels and the heavenly hosts are always in the presence of God, but David is asking them to come and praise God. Why is that? It's because we are called to call creation. God has given us dominion over his creation, and so he's calling us to call people to his praise. So it says, praise him, all the angels, praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun, moon, and praise him, all you shining stars. When is the last time anybody spoke to the sun and the moon? You'd be considered crazy, right? But that's what David is doing here. He's saying, sun, moon, bright, shining stars, all of you come, let's praise God. Okay, then he goes on to say, let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. Why do we pray? Why do we ask the creation to praise God? Because he is worthy. It's not because of our authority, but because he is so worthy of praise from everything that he has created. Yeah? Okay. Praise the Lord from the earth, O you great sea creatures. Now, this is our neighborhood. Okay. All you great sea creatures and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and mist, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, beasts and all livestock, creeping things and flying birds. The entire living kingdom, he's asking them to praise God. Then he says, kings of all the earth and all peoples, kings of all the earth, every single ruler of every single kingdom in this planet, we are supposed to call them to praise God. This is a prophetic word. Young men and maidens together, old men and children. Where are the children? We're going to praise God, okay? Okay. But why are we praising God? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His majesty is above earth and heaven. That is why we praise God. Now, I know that the weather is really cold and the tendency is to stay warm. But we're going to do some warm-ups, okay? Because when we start praising God and asking all creation to come and praise God, I want all of us to run together, okay? So we're going to do some warm-ups. Is that okay? Okay. Now, I'd like everyone to stand up. Now, praise is a loud outcry giving glory to God, okay? So it starts in the spirit. So think about, I'll give you 1 minute, think about things that God has done in your life, or think about things that are written in the Bible, about God's majesty, his splendor, his goodness, his mercy, his faithfulness. Aren't there so many things to give thanks to God for?
Yeah.
So let's think about that. Let your spirit get activated, okay? And then it rises to the emotions, and then it just bubbles up. Okay, that's what praise is. A bubbling up of a loud outcry, okay, of thanksgiving to God. And so that's what we're going to do. So because you guys said that you have set aside this 1 hour to worship God, it is about what you bring to God. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what are we going to bring? We are going to bring him praise. Unless we praise, we can't call creation to praise him, right? Yeah, so we're going to praise God. So open your Bibles, read something, or maybe something comes to your mind. So just meditate on God's goodness for a minute, and then just let it bubble up, okay? Let the praise just rise. Don't stop it. Don't hinder it in any way. Just let the praise rise. And it has to be loud, okay? You can't say, God, you're good. Your love endures forever, okay? God, you're so good. Your love endures forever. Thank you for the mercies that are new every morning. Thank you for your faithfulness in my life. Okay, that's what we are trying to do here. Shall we do that? Yeah? Okay. Shall we praise God? Yeah.
You are the Alpha and the Omega. God is renewing hope in some hearts this morning. And it says, when we wait upon Him, when we meditate on Him, when we put our focus on Him, when we magnify His goodness and His kindness and His loving, His love toward us. And when we wait upon Him, which means we serve Him with our devotion, our affection, our thanks and our worship. He says, our youth will be renewed like that of an eagle. And we will walk and we will not faint. We will run and we will not grow weary. And it's been hard for some to be thankful in their circumstances, but as you do it, God is saying, I am going to revive hope. And I am going to revive everything that has been flagging, because a smoldering wick I do not snuff out, and a bruised reed I will not break, neither will I bend it. Because He is close to the brokenhearted and the ones whose spirit has been crushed by circumstances. We thank You, God, that You're a God of hope, and You're the God who resurrects dry bones and makes them live again. We thank You that You take our little and You make it plenty. And we've seen this over and over again, and we will give You thanks. We've seen You make the rough places plain. We've seen You make every mountain that was exalted, You have brought it to the ground, and the valleys You have raised up. We thank You for that. We thank You that You are our good shepherd. Thank You, Jesus.
I feel like God is speaking to the mothers in the room today. I hear Him say that I'm going to give new purpose and fresh vision for the mothers. A lot of times when you have kids, they kind of become your whole world, and it's difficult to see a bigger picture. They're your whole, you know, picture. But I feel like He's just highlighting the mothers, and He knows how the mother heart is. He says even if the mother forgets the child at her breast, He will never forget you. I mean, He is a deeply caring God. But He's also giving you new purpose. Something that is of the old is going to wash away, and something new is going to come in today. So, even as we sing this next song, I'd request that the mothers in the room just stand up, put your hands up, and I believe God's giving you something fresh today. Yeah. God's doing something special in their lives right now.
Jesus, we love.